The ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, testifying on Capitol Hill about the company's continuing issues. It comes as a new Boeing whistleblower has come forward, accusing Boeing of cutting corners.
The CEO of Boeing, Dave Calhoun, says they are committed to making sure every employee feels empowered to speak up if they see a problem with their airplanes.
Much has been said about Boeing's culture. We've heard those concerns loud and clear. Our culture is far from perfect. But we are taking action and we are making progress.
Perry Russom, ABC News, Washington.
President Biden taking executive action today on new immigration policies to help streamline work visas, he says, for DACA recipients. And also, he says, to keep undocumented immigrants who are married to Americans from being deported while they wait on citizenship and gain employment using their college degrees. Dangerous heat alerts stretching coast to coast and taxing residents, power grids and fire crews battling wildfires in western states. This is ABC News. In New York, singer Justin Timberlake arrested on suspected DWI.
The Crimea River singer's arrest happened overnight Tuesday morning. Police say Timberlake was driving a 2025 BMW when he allegedly blew a stop sign and swerved into oncoming traffic in Sag Harbor Village in the Hamptons, a vacation hotspot on Long Island's East End. Police say the 43-year-old singer failed to stop and failed to maintain his lane of traffic. When officers did pull Timberlake over, they say he was operating the vehicle while intoxicated. He was placed under arrest and held until his arraignment before a judge, then released on his own recognizance. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Timberlake says he had one drink. Russian President Vladimir Putin arriving in North Korea, his first visit to the Hermit Kingdom in 24 years. The U.S. says it's concerned of the growing relationship between the leaders and support for missile and nuclear programs. Massachusetts 911 system back up after an hours-long delay and outage earlier today. The cause still under investigation. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry and live bands every Friday. Saturdays at Arthur's, enjoy the amazing prime rib buffet. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. There's also a full brunch and turkey dinner on Sundays and a full salad bar with soup selections daily. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 till 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance Agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Look for showers and thunderstorms likely after midnight tonight. A few could be heavy with a low of 68. Winds will be south to southwest, 10 to 20 with gusts up to 25. Mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow, but still humid. Scattered showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm, high 76. And mostly cloudy on Wednesday night, a few showers possible later with a high of 63. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 6 to 8 miles per hour, and it's cloudy, and our current temperature is 89 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Donald Trump campaigns for president in Racine today, his first Wisconsin stop since he called Milwaukee a horrible city last week. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson spoke with reporters shortly after that.
I find it kind of perplexing. I find it kind of strange that he would insult the largest city in Wisconsin because he's running for president.
Congressman Scott Fitzgerald tells WISN-TV's Upfront that Trump was only complaining about the last election.
That's where the comment came from, that Milwaukee is just terrible. What he was talking about was the elections in Milwaukee. They're concerned about them.
Trump says he was referring to how Milwaukee handled the election in 2020. He's repeated lies that the election was stolen. Governor Tony Evers warns against a second term for Donald Trump Monday during a roundtable in Madison alongside Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan. Evers said a second Trump term would be detrimental to access to IVF, abortion, and contraception. Evers said it's clear where Trump stands on those issues. Whitmer said in the wake of the Dobbs decision repealing Roe v. Wade, a second Trump term would be far worse. Court records say efforts to resolve the American Civil Liberties Union lawsuit against Milwaukee over its plans for protesters during the Republican National Convention fell apart in mediation yesterday. The ACLU wants the city's extraordinary event ordinance for the RNC declared unconstitutional. The convention in Milwaukee starts in about a month. Work on the federal farm bill forges on. Family farm advocates want cuts in subsidies to large factory farms. Small family farms want more help from Washington for conservation programs. Barb Kalbaugh runs a small farm in Iowa.
Things like filter strips along streams and rivers, which helps with erosion and also helps with nitrates and other pollutants entering the water.
She says large factory farms currently benefit from a double standard.
Industrial scale factory farms, even though they're industrial scale, they do not have to go by industrial standards. They go by ag standards. And that's why we have the problem with pollution that we have. That should be addressed in the farm bill.
Factory farm operators maintain they're always looking for cleaner, safer ways to do business. Madison is exploring the idea of a safe-use drug site. They're essentially areas with nurses and social services available where people can use illicit drugs under the supervision of medical staff. Those staff members are ready to counteract overdoses in the moment. Public Health Madison and Dane County has hired a consultant to explore the idea. In similar sites in New York, they saved more than 1,000 lives in just 3 months. Instead of only offering services to those getting sober, advocates say this allows people to stay alive to someday get to sobriety. Meanwhile, detractors claim it encourages drug use. Multiple Wisconsin animal shelters are calling on you to get your cat spayed and neutered. Spring and summer are commonly known as kitten season because so many kittens are brought into shelters, either as strays or from unexpected litters from unfixed pets. Langlade County Shelter has 70 cats in the building, and all of their foster homes are full of kittens. Dane County Humane Society is offering reduced fees on cat adoption to help make room in their shelter. A man who brought guns to the state capitol has pleaded guilty. 44-year-old Joshua Pleasnik showed up at the capitol not once but twice last October, both times looking to talk to Governor Tony Evers and both times armed with firearms. Pleasnik initially appeared outside the governor's office. He had a handgun and told Capitol Police he wanted to speak with Evers. Pleasnik was arrested but posted bail and hours later was outside the now-closed building, this time with an assault rifle. Last week, he was sentenced to 30 days in the Dane County Jail after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of carrying a firearm in a public building. Police in Madison are investigating an armed robbery at a Walmart. The incident happened Saturday night on the west side. A clerk told police that a man approached their register and pulled out a handgun. They handed over money as ordered, and the man fled the scene. No one was injured, and no customers were harmed or threatened. No arrests have been made. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to help native pollinators during Pollinator Week this week and throughout the rest of the summer and fall. A pollinator is any animal that visits flowering plants and transfers pollen from flower to flower, which helps plants grow fruits and seeds. Most of Wisconsin's pollinators are insects like bees, butterflies, and moths. Wisconsin's pollinators also include hummingbirds and some beetles and flies. In addition to supporting rare pollinators, flowering plants provide food to common pollinators, other insects, people, and wildlife. They also support healthy ecosystems that clean the air and stabilize soil. Despite the importance of native pollinators, many are facing population declines. Here are some ways you can help pollinators. Plant native plants and trees. Early blooming trees are an important food source for bumblebee queens emerging from hibernation and many other insects, which in turn provide food for birds and bats. Flowers that bloom throughout the growing season, like columbine, bee balm, and goldenrod, fill your garden with colors for months while providing food to pollinators. Familiarize yourself with and plant native host plants for butterfly larvae that work with the sun and soil in your yard. Many butterflies depend on specific plants for their life cycles, like common milkweed, violets or dill, fennel, and parsley. Provide water and shelter. Pollinators need water to drink and safe places to rest to avoid bad weather and spend the winter. You can maintain brush and leaf piles, avoid trimming hollow-stemmed plants through the winter, and provide water such as a bird bath. Maintain a yard free from pesticides and herbicides. Insecticides can harm or kill pollinators, and herbicides can kill the plants they need to survive. World Blood Donor Day was last Friday. The American Red Cross stresses that blood and platelet donors are critically needed to combat a drastic shortfall in donations over the last several weeks. Donors of all blood types are needed, especially those with type O blood and donors giving platelets. Record-breaking summer travel and severe weather conditions are expected to persist all season long, which may prevent donors from being able to give. When fewer people donate, less blood is available for hospital patients. Make a blood or platelet donation a priority this summer. Book a time to give now by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. A blood drive will be held Friday from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Rescue Squad building in Mineral Point. You are invited to Frank's Hill to observe the setting sun on the summer solstice, which marks the most daylight between sunrise and sunset in the calendar year. The official start of summer will occur at 3:51 Thursday afternoon, June 20th. Weather permitting, the Three Eagles Foundation will provide a guided tour and a campfire for sharing stories in the evening. Participants are encouraged to arrive by 7:30 to have a time to walk around the mounds and should be there by 8 to enjoy the sunset. Those attending the event should bring chairs or blankets, insect repellent, and their own food and beverages. Also feel free to bring a telescope or good set of binoculars for stargazing following the sunset and a camera. Persons unable to attend the solstice event are welcome to visit the site at another time. Frank's Hill is located outside of Muscadet on Highway 193. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and walk to the top of the hill. For questions regarding the event, contact Mark Cup at 608-739-2179. More information on Frank's Hill may be found at the Three Eagles Foundation website or by visiting the Foundation's Facebook page. The Richland Hospital and Clinic celebrates its 100th anniversary this year. As part of the centennial celebration, TRHC will sponsor 3 days of free admission at the Woodman Aquatic Center and a free 5K run walk on September 15th to thank community members and encourage a healthy, active lifestyle. The Richland Hospital Foundation is co-sponsoring the free admission days at the Woodman Aquatic Center on Friday, June 21st, Saturday, July 20th, and Friday, August 16th. The centennial celebration will take place at the Killian Meyer Building at Crosscut Park on Sunday, September 15th. The 5K run walk will begin at 10. Community members are encouraged to participate free of charge and to gather in the park after the race for food, refreshments, cake, lawn games, and music. This is a rain or shine event. Registration for the 5K will be required and opens on July 15th via the hospital website at richlandhospital.com. An RSVP for the after-race celebration is not required.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village Drive-Thru Chicken Barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-through convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Linda L. Sherd, 77 of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with an American Legion auxiliary service will be held Wednesday at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77 of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96 of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96 of Blue River. Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held at 1 Saturday at the Spring Green Community Church, followed by a memorial ride to the Centurion Clubhouse in Blanchardville for a celebration of life. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church Saturday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with arrangements for Daryl Eugene Kickstand Mead Sr., 50 of Lone Rock. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland, died Saturday at home after a courageous battle with rectal cancer. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow at the Avoca Cemetery, with a luncheon to follow at the Avoca Community Center. Friends may call at the Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Memorials can be made to a Grace Hospice in Dodgeville. Shirley L. Rako, 74 of Avoca and McFarland. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming, died suddenly June 3rd while at work. There will be a celebration of life at 10 o'clock Sunday, July 28th, at Rock Laramie Church in Laramie, Wyoming. A reception will follow at the church. James Cannon, 58 of Laramie, Wyoming.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Friday, June 21st is National Take Your Dog to Work Day, and while it may or may not be appropriate or wise to take your dog to work with you on this or any other day, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society reminds you that there are five things that every dog, indeed every pet of all kinds, wants and deserves from its human companions. The five things that all pets need are guidance, stimulation, consistency, socialization, and attention to health. If you give all five of these things to your dog, chances are good that it won't even notice if you take it to work with you on Take Your Dog to Work Day. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, warm and sticky conditions encompassing all of the region right now with that gusty south wind. Cold front though is lurking upstream, causing some heavy thunderstorms in Minnesota to northwest Iowa. Tornado watch out in Minnesota at this time. That system will impact us late tonight, but we do expect the storms to weaken a little bit before they get here. Still, with all the moist air out there, some of these storms could have some heavy rainfall. Now, tomorrow will be noticeably cooler with plenty of cloud cover. Still a few hit and miss showers possible. That front stalls just south of us tomorrow night and then moves back to the north as a warm front Thursday and Friday. That means more showers and thunderstorms in the forecast, a very wet spell. In fact, even Saturday is looking wet as a trailing cold front moves through in the afternoon. Might generate some stronger thunderstorms. And of course, with all this rain and the wet ground conditions already in place and the high river levels, there could be some periods of flooding in certain areas. Definitely stay alert if you are in a flood-prone location. Here's that forecast for tonight, turning mostly cloudy, humid with rain and storms likely after midnight. Some could be heavy, lows in the upper 60s, south of southwest wind 10 to 20. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, cooler, but still humid. Scattered showers likely, maybe a stray thunderstorm in the afternoon as well, high at 76. Southwest wind becoming northwest 5 to 10. Wednesday night mostly cloudy, a few showers possible later, low at 63. Thursday mostly cloudy, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms scattered in the region with a high near 80. As we head into Friday, mostly cloudy and muggy with scattered showers and thunderstorms expected. Low 63 with a high of 84. Saturday mostly cloudy and humid, 70% chance of showers and storms, especially in the afternoon to evening. Some of those might be heavy. Low 67, high 86. Sunday breezy and not as warm, maybe a spotty light shower, high near 77. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great evening.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly cloudy and 89 degrees, which is also our daytime high after a morning low of 75. Yesterday's high was 87, and we received 14/100ths of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1994 is 94 degrees, with a record low of 42 set back in 1940. Last year's high was 83 with a low of 56. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:45, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 5:21. Winds are out of the southwest at around 6 to 8 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.83. Our relative humidity is 46%. So with that humidity, with our heat index, it's making it feel like it's 91 degrees outside. And we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 89 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. There's Richland Center Church League softball action going on tonight, and first of all, at 7 o'clock tonight on the East Diamond, it'll be Bethel Lutheran against St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. And at 8:15, it'll be Boscobel Assembly of God taking on Richland Baptist Temple 1 with St. Mary's umpiring. Also, on the West Diamond this evening at 7, it's the Church of the Nazarene versus Free Methodist with the Mission umpiring. And at 8:15, Richland Baptist Temple 2 will take on the Mission with the Church of the Nazarene umpiring. Phil Nee has a look at all conference, Ridge, and Valley recipients.
The Ridge and Valley All-Conference baseball selections have been named. First-team All-Conference from DeSoto, senior Landon Pedretti and sophomore Finn Roble. From Ithaca, senior Micah Salisbury and senior Logan Anderson, along with junior Sammy Clary. Senior Aaron Kamlick of Lafarge, Seneca sophomore Gage Wall, junior Dawson Davidson, and senior Jake Payne. From Wazika Steuben, sophomore Cooper Lummis and senior Cohen Redman. And from Weston, sophomore Isaac Jennings and juniors Garrett Jennings and Garrett Granger. First team all-conference selections. Ithaca was the conference champion, going undefeated 13-0 during the regular season. Seneca was second at 11-3. DeSoto 9-4. Weston was 9-5. Wazika Steuben 6-7. Lafarge 3-10. It was Kickapoo going 1-11 and North Crawford 0-12. Second team all-conference selections include sophomore Bryce Schultz of DeSoto, junior Mac Neef of Ithaca, Kickapoo junior Evan Wallace. From Lafarge, senior Hayden Fowle and junior Jordan Franks, Seneca sophomore Caden Roberts, and Wazika Steuben junior Brett Wagner. The honorable mention players, sophomore Lane Gelf of DeSoto, Ithaca junior Wes Nelson, Lafarge junior Zach Hansen, sophomore Hunter Hagensick of Seneca, Jonah Klima of Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Weston sophomore Trevor Westfall. The sportsmanship team for the Ridge and Valley baseball year included DeSoto junior Peyton Krager, Ithaca senior Darren Nelson and senior Jackson Lewis, Kickapoo junior Ben Culver, Lafarge senior Gavin Lee and Kyle Degner, Seneca junior Jack Gallagher, Alex Manning of Wazika Steuben, a senior, and Weston senior Logan Bingham. The 2024 Pitcher of the Year, Ithaca junior Sammy Clary, and the 2024 Player of the Year in the conference, Ithaca senior Micah Salisbury. Ithaca coach Danny Clary was recognized as the Ridge and Valley Coach of the Year. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. There was no late-game magic in a 5-3 loss to the Los Angeles Angels last night. The Brewers led Major League Baseball with 22 come-from-behind wins, but that wasn't in the cards this time. Rookie Carlos Rodriguez took the loss after giving up all 5 runs in less than 5 innings. Milwaukee got home runs from Jake Bowers and Bryce Tarang. The Brewers try to even the series tonight behind Tobias Myers. And first pitch for that contest in out in Los Angeles will be at 8:38, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7, as well as AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 8 o'clock. Starting July 22nd, a total of 16 practices during Packers training camp will be open to the public. All of those practices will be held at Ray Nitschke Field, except for a family night on August 3rd. The preseason schedule kicks off the afternoon of August 10th at Cleveland against the Browns. Team officials say the traditional bicycle ride will follow, with players joining the kids. Riding from Lambeau Field locker rooms to the stadium's east side to the practice field. The Packers anticipate that about 80,000 fans will show up, which means more than $9 million to the regional economy. The Wisconsin volleyball program has earned commitments from two Illinois stars. Saturday was the first day coaches like Kelly Sheffield could contact recruits for 2026. 6'2", Kamara Scott is a middle hitter, right side hitter from Homewood Flossmoor High School in Flossmoor. About a half hour following her announcement to commit, 6'5", middle blocker Lenny Tarno signed on. Tarno comes from the Bennett Academy in Lisle, Illinois. Both schools are in the Chicago area. And five commitments last week have driven the Wisconsin football program's class of 2025 up to fifth in the nation, according to Rivals.com. The Badgers have five four-star commitments, putting them in third in the Big Ten behind Ohio State and USC. Long-term, the Badgers aren't expected to hold their position on the top five recruiting classes, but they are expected to exceed last year's recruiting class, which was listed in the top 25. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
LED lighting provides important social benefits, such as higher productivity at work, increased road safety, more effective school learning, and an enhanced sense of well-being and comfort at home, in buildings, and on the streets. Walsh's Ace Hardware can help with all the needs of LED lights. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Richland Center for more information.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Soybeans, corn were mostly higher. Live cattle were lower. Hogs were mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. Work with Stein, enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were mostly higher in oversold signal. Soybean crop ratings slipped 2 percentage points in the latest crop update from the USDA. The trade also is monitoring weather throughout the soybean growing parts of the U.S. July beans up 16 and a quarter to 11.74. August beans up a dime at 11.56. Corn was mostly higher in oversold signals. The good to excellent rating dropped 2 points to 72%. That's still a pretty good rating. Weather is a mixed bag moving forward, and the trade has taken notice. July corn up 6 and a quarter at 4.50. September corn up 5 and 3 quarters at 4.55 and 3 quarters. The wheat complex was lower on fund and technical selling. Winter wheat harvest is now 27% complete. Traders continue to monitor weather and not only the U.S., but the Black Sea region and the EU. In Chicago, July wheat down 9.5 at 582. September wheat down 9 at 599. In Kansas City, July wheat down 4.75 at $6.75. And in Minneapolis, July wheat down 6.5 at $6.32. Live and feeder cattle were lower ahead of the week's direct business and Friday's on feed numbers. Feeders had additional pressure from the higher moving corn. August live cattle down 70 at 182.10. October live down 75 at 183.87. August feeders down 137 at 259.95. Hogs were mixed mostly higher on oversold signals and demand optimism. Midwest butcher hog markets were steady at midday. June lean hogs were down $1.60 at $93.77. August lean hogs down 30 cents at $91.57. I'll be back with a look at cash numbers right after this.
What's better than a day on the golf course? How about a day at the golf course supporting Wisconsin soybean farmers? Join the Wisconsin Soybean Association as they host the inaugural Clean Fuels Soybean Classic in partnership with Clean Fuels Alliance America on Monday, July 29th at the Evansville Golf Club. For more information or to register a team, visit wisoybean.org/WSA. Support Clean Fuels and the Wisconsin Soybean Association during the inaugural WSA Clean Fuels Soybean Classic, July 29th in Evansville.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Veltima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Veltima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
It was a quiet Tuesday for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices did start out around $189 live in the south, while the north was quiet. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until at least midweek or later. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for heavy offerings. Choice up 5 cents at $320.52. Select closed 61 cents lower at $304.21. Estimated cattle slaughter was 123,000 head, even on the weekend, down 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs had no comparison, but a solid negotiated run. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a base range of $83 to $91 and a weighted average of $89.02. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota had no comparison, but a weighted average of $89.05 and a weighted average at the Western Corn Belt of $89.04. Pork values closed lower, down 57 cents at $98.37. And estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, even on the week and up about 14,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance is proud to congratulate the area's graduating seniors. We encourage all seniors to look for ways to make the world a better place. As you begin the next chapter of your life, in ups and downs, always remember the road that leads you home. We wish you all the best in your future. Congratulations on your graduation from Richards Insurance.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. Get agronomic insights for your area with GrowSmart Live from BASF. Download the app now from any app store. The executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition says ag transportation issues have been minimal this spring. Mike Steenhook tells Brownfield.
Fortunately, we're in a better position right now in terms of water levels on the Mississippi River.
More news is next.
We can have a positive impact simply by using our fuels, and we need to get that word out.
Have you listened to the Better Cleaner Now podcast?
So it's always a good place to start. I love telling the story.
Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel.
It really touches every aspect of our society, from just living our everyday lives to driving to flying. It's everywhere, and it's everything we do.
Don't miss the testimonials.
Without biodiesel and renewable diesel, the LCFS program would not have succeeded.
And opportunities for farmers.
I'm really excited about cover crops. I think they have a tremendous boost to the soil health.
The benefits keep growing.
Let's not wait for zero. Let's do something responsible today.
Subscribe and listen today to the Better Cleaner Now podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Better Cleaner Now.
Spot has been confirmed in several Corn Belt states already and has growers on alert. AgriGold agronomist Kevin Gale tells Brownfield, discovery of the disease this early is worrisome.
Pay attention to the environment. High humidity, cool temperatures. If we get in a wet stretch, you know, 5 days of rainfall, that's a perfect environment for tar spot to blow up.
A Northeast Iowa farmer says weather conditions have gone from too dry to too wet. Tom Feldman grows corn and soybeans near Cresco.
Seems like one extreme to the next. Obviously go from a drought last year back into a flood basically this year. But we got every acre in and stuff is looking up. It looks very good. A lot of potential for the year.
A dairy and crop farmer in northern Wisconsin says he'll likely have a lot of prevent plant acres this year.
There's a number of fields in my area just ain't planted yet.
Ben Augustine from Sheldon tells Brownfield it's muddy now and the forecast is calling for up to 9 more inches of rain in the next week. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
There are many farmers in several states who have to make a tough decision soon about planting late or making a prevent plant insurance claim.
We're in the middle of June, and then that becomes financially something we really got to look at, whether you're still planting.
That's agronomist Tony Lenz from Stein Seed. We'll focus on whether or not to plant corn this year. Next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI Mixed Flow Dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
Lenz with Stein Seed tells Brownfield many farmers were trying to dodge rainstorms last week, pushing to get the last of the planting in.
I think that's been the theme this year, beat the rain.
Some farmers that raise corn for grain might be thinking about prevent plant, but there are others that have livestock to feed. They'll be planting.
And that's a great point, because I would tell you at this point in the corn planting part, mid-June, economically, it doesn't make sense if you're just a grain farmer. You know, the yields are extremely low, a 50% yield, 60% yield potential. But we need to look at a grower that needs to feed. They're going to feed animals. They need grain to feed hogs, whatever they need to do. They feel like they still need to put that in. And so, yeah, we have a little bit of window here that they need to do that. They just need to be under expectations of what they have for yield, and, you know, and what they're going to get off of that, and then what the potential feed value is of that crop. And so when we're telling a grower, if he's still planting corn, that there's no reason right now to push your populations. Maybe we're backing off on our populations. We need to back that down a ways. We don't realize that corn gets taller when you plant it later. So we are going to get some good height yet with this corn. We're probably going to bring that down into the low 30,000. So, and again, I know there's quite a range for areas on what your actual planting wise is, but you could use that as an example. When you plant late, that plant will sacrifice a little bit of root development when it gets planted late. So you're not going to get a huge root mass later in the season. So if you get a really tall corn plant, the potential for wind to take that down is there. That might be a little hard for somebody that's in the, you know, dairy or in livestock. They love tall plants, but that late planting will help stretch that out. Because what you're doing is you're actually getting that corn to develop quicker on growing degree days. It takes less because you realize we're in June and July, we're getting quick heat units. We're not jumping the maturity down a lot for growers. We're maybe going down a half a, you know, maybe 5 days earlier on their corn. So it's not as dramatic. And that'd be the most I'm telling somebody.
Any other advice for the farmers today?
Do you go to prevent plant? Prevent plant isn't always something they want to look at, but we are in that time frame, right? We are in that area where if they have such a wet piece of ground, they do the economics if it gets to the very end of June and talk to your insurance company. But beans make definite sense right now to plant it. And the livestock guys that want corn. But I would tell you, corn is pretty much, it's run that course on yield potential. So if you're not a livestock one, you're probably, we're done with that.
That's Tony Lenz from Stein Seed, and I'm Larry Lee with today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
be alone. Can't find a stepping stone. And this went better when I played it in my mind. And there's a silence in the air. Don't you know how much I care? Don't you know that you're the reason that I dream? She said, I've been waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you to make your move. There's a window open to steal my heart. And I'm waiting on you to kiss me. It's all these little games, and I hope you feel the same. I live my life afraid you'll never know the truth. She said, don't walk away, I need you to stay. If you want, you can wrap me in your arms. She said, I've been waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you to make your move. There's a window open to steal my heart, and I'm waiting on you. Waiting on you, waiting on you, waiting on you. Kiss me. Waiting on you, waiting on you, waiting on you to kiss me. I've been waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you to make your move. There's a window open to steal my heart, and I'm waiting on you to kiss me. I've been waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you to make your move. There's a window open to steal my heart, and I'm waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you, waiting on you, waiting on you to kiss me. Waiting on you, waiting on you, waiting on you to kiss me.
Kiss me. Well, I'm not asking you to kiss me, but if you want to, I'm not going to object. But anyways, that was Kiss Me by Casey Donahue. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening to bring you some great music and information, hoping your Tuesday night is a good one and a cool one. Right now, we're at 88 degrees. We're down a degree from my daytime high. When we did hit our high, we had a humidity at 46%, which gave us a heat index of 91. So I'm thinking it feels like 90 out there. So it's just sticky out there. One thing I thought was really nice today, though, was the wind was blowing, which kind of helped, you know, not make it as hot as it was. I think if there wasn't as big of a breeze as it was, it would have been a lot hotter, or felt a lot hotter out there than what it is. But we are getting mostly sunny skies again today, but they are talking about maybe some thunderstorms coming in tonight, maybe after midnight. I'm going to keep an eye out on that. I'm going to be on standby, because if something does come in, I will definitely let each and every one of you know if there's anything on the severe side. We'll keep our fingers crossed, but just have to wait and see. Mother Nature has to make up her mind what she's going to do to us. And just wanted to let you know that tonight, the Beulah Wesleyan Church in Gillingham is hosting its God's Marvelous Creation Vacation Bible School, and that goes through Friday, and the session is from 6:30 to 8 each night. The program is for all children ages 5 through 5th grade. Younger children are invited to attend with adult supervision, and older children are invited to be helpers. All families are invited to attend Family Night on Friday from 6:30 to 8. Also, the Village of Muscadet will be spraying for mosquitoes this evening, also on Thursday as well, and that's if weather is permitting. So with those storms maybe holding off, they may get that spraying in tonight, so we'll wait and see. Hopefully it does. And then be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO 100.9, because coming up later in the 6 o'clock hour, I will be giving away a ticket to the 43rd annual Hillsborough Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast that's going to be held Sunday from 7 to 12:30 at the Hillsborough Fireman's Park. And actually, I'm going to give away two tickets. I'm going to give one away during the 6 o'clock hour and the 7 o'clock hour. So be sure to stay tuned, and you could be a big winner right here on WRCO 100.9. FM.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Super Paint products and Super Deck stains from June 14th through the 24th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them tomorrow from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the historic train depot on Seminary Street in downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking is available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, flowers, hanging baskets, lots of breads, and baked goods like cookies, pies, muffins, etc. Rhubarb, spring lettuces and greens, spring onions, snap peas, radishes, kohlrabi, maple syrup, honey, black walnuts, canned goods, eggs, and meats. Be sure to stop by the tasting table for a sample of each week's market's products. As the season progresses, we will add more vendors, both new and returning. The market accepts EBT/SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check your EBT/SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. Then, come to the information table to use your Quest card for purchases. For senior vouchers, check with the local Human Resources Department to see if you qualify. At the market, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to purchase fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. Look for the yellow sign by a vendor's booth to see if they accept senior vouchers. To receive EBT/SNAP benefits, bring your Quest card to the market information table. The popular Boomerang shopping bag programs continues check with the information table for more info. See you Wednesday from 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best retirement sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first serve. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Frogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel. Boscobel is going on now.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
Join the Hillsborough Lions Club this Sunday for the 43rd annual Hillsborough Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast at Hillsborough Fireman's Park. From 7 to 12:30, savor a delicious breakfast with pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, fruit, cheese, and beverages. Enjoy live entertainment by Warner Creek Bluegrass Extravaganza and the Little German Band. Explore displays, dairy product evaluations, and a fun petting zoo for the kids. It's all happening this Sunday at the Hillsborough Fireman's Park. Don't miss out on the fun and festivities.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO 100.9.
Class. It came from a long ride home on a bus in the back. We learned how to cuss from them high school kids. Throw a punch, take a punch, steal a kiss. Yeah, she had 2 years on me the day I turned 16. I had a fox body Mustang, she had a body like a dream. We ran on young love, good music, cheap gasoline. Found out you can still go too far, even when the tank's on E. Put a wrench in my plans, but daddy said good help was hard to find. I guess I stood her up on too many Friday nights. She ended up in the truck with a buddy of mine. Yeah. Say hey.
take it easy.